This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and a very good Monday afternoon to you. We'll start today at City Hall Plaza, where housing advocates and protesters are gathering in support of a proposal that could lead to significant changes in the city's rental laws. They're calling for a so-called just cause eviction ordinance. Now, we've covered this story extensively on Radio Boston, and today the issue could move forward as the proposal receives its first official hearing before the Boston City Council. Radio Boston Boston's Jamie Bologna is at City Hall, and he joins us now. Hi there, Jamie.
Hi, Meghna. How are you?
I'm doing well. So give us a sense of the scene. Are housing advocates and protesters are arriving? What are you seeing?
Yeah, so there's about 30 or so folks here from City Life, Vita Urbana, Right to the City, Right to Remain, the Boston Tenant Coalition, and other advocacy groups. I imagine the rain is sort of slowing their arrival a little bit, but the folks that are here, many of them are sporting Black Lives Matter pins, as well as these big cardboard cutouts of keys that say displaced on them and have quotes from tenants who have been evicted. So I'd imagine that the crowd is only going to grow.
Oh, interesting.
I checked with the city council, a little earlier, and they told me they're expecting the hearing that's later this afternoon to be very packed. They actually moved the hearing's original time to later in the afternoon because so many people had expressed interest in coming.
Ah, I see. So now, Jamie, you've also spoke with housing advocates throughout the day today. What are they saying about what they want?
Well, so the reason they're starting this hearing out with this protest, is that they say there's been a lack of action from the city council to stop what they're calling speculation-driven evictions. And they want the council's help to keep rents in Boston affordable. They're frustrated that over the past year, many city councilors have said they generally support just cause and greater tenant protections, but that there's been very little movement on any sort of law or ordinance.
Okay, so today that might change, but there have been some changes in what housing advocates themselves are pushing for with the just cause ordinance. So before we get to that, tell us what the latest ordinance actually, or proposal, I should say, entails.
Right. So what City Life and other groups, like the Boston Tenant Coalition, are pushing is basically this. Landlords who own five or more units in Boston would have to have a reason to evict month-to-month tenants. And so the ordinance would spell out what the appropriate reasons would be, failure to pay rent, damage to an apartment in a substantial way, noise violations, or denying access to the unit to the landlord, as well as other reasons like a landlord wanting to live in the unit themselves or, having their one of their relatives lives there. So I guess the spirit of the protection, they say, would be to stop tenants in places like East Boston and Dorchester from being evicted en masse. Perhaps by these big developers that are coming in trying to capitalize on the very hot Boston real estate market.
Right, which is one of those aspects of this issue that we covered when we had that big series back in December, Jamie. But from what I hear you saying, what's missing from the proposal is this highly controversial idea that would have required non-binding arbitration or mediation between a landlord and a tenant when the landlord wanted to raise the rent by more than 5%. Sounds like that's now gone. It was a major part of the original proposal, so why is it gone?
Well, to put it bluntly, it's just too controversial. It basically stopped all conversation between these advocate groups and property owners, associations, and the likes. It just stopped it in its tracks. And, as you mentioned, we've been reporting this story for a long time. Producer Allison Bruzek and I have been working on it since last September. So I actually checked in, as you said earlier today, with some of the key players who are part of our series and also key players in this proposal. And one of those people is Lisa Owens Pinto. She's the executive director of City Life Vita Urbana. And she told me today that they're dropping that mediation part of it because of the way that the opponents portrayed it.
The opposition really grossly mischaracterized that pretty modest request and framed it as rent control. Certainly there was no rent regulation part of that proposal at all, but enough people believed that lie that the opposition was spreading.
So that's a view from City Life, but Meghna, both the housing rights advocates and the opponents of Just Cause are accusing each other of being deceptive on this. Earlier today, I also spoke with Skip Schloeming. He's the executive director of SPOA, the Small Property Owners Association. And he says, even without this part of the proposal, he still sees it as a return to rent control.
There's something very deceptive about it because it looks like they're dropping the rent control component. They still have rent control under just cause eviction. there's no grounds to evict for condo conversion. There's no grounds to evict for major rehab. There's no grounds to evict just to bring a unit up to market rent.
So at least on this very important point, they do agree. There are no grounds to agree. There's no common ground. So Lisa Owens Pinto from City Life says there's just not much space for dialogue, and Schlumming agrees with her.
Okay, so there's agreement that there isn't space for dialogue. Interesting.
Exactly.
Which makes me wonder, what can we expect from the city council meeting today?
Well, I imagine it's going to be a very heated hearing, or at least this hearing is at least as heated as a city council hearing can be. Already since I've been talking with you, there's been about 15 or so more advocates and evicted folks arriving, getting ready for the hearing at 4 o'clock. The council itself is taking this very cautiously. You know, for example, I called Councillor Frank Baker's office. He's from District 3, and he's the one who's sponsoring this hearing. And his office made it very, very clear to me within seconds of me calling them that he has not signed on to sponsor any specific ordinance at this time. So they're moving forward very slowly.
Okay, interesting. And Mayor Marty Walsh has also decided to not take a strong official stance on this yet, right?
Right. He told us on our show in the past that he likes this idea of just cause, of some sort of just cause eviction protection. But at least according to the Globe today, he said that he's, quote, not ready to jump into the fight right now. And so, I mean, I guess that sort of sums it up. It is a fight. And so I'm excited to see what comes out of the hearing today. Pinto from Lisa Owens Pinto from City Life did tell me that after today's hearing, they do expect to then distribute their proposal to city councilors and hopefully have at least some of them sign on to sponsor it.
That's Radio Boston's Jamie Bologna at City Hall Plaza, bringing us up to speed on the latest in the fight for a just cause eviction ordinance. Jamie, thanks so much.
Thank you, Megna.
And by the way, if you missed our big series on this that we ran at the tail end of last year, go to radioboston.org and you can catch up on the just cause evictions ordinance story there.